You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, this is part two of a four-part series on the coronavirus, and we're talking about how your emotions attract the coronavirus and what you can do about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, we've all heard about the coronavirus, and you and I both, but I've talked to many people trying to find a way to understand what to do with it, how to deal with it. What are we going to do? What are we going to talk about today that will help people?
Well, and we want to do this so it'll help you today, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about how the coronavirus is really transmitted. And then in the last two segments, we're going to do energy work or clearing, which is getting to the source of that transmittal. Right. And help you clear it away now. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. This is going to help you today, right now, in this moment.
Okay.
You know, and I'm frustrated. I watch, you know, we're pretty, we've kept up on the details of this pretty well. And the basic, if you talk to medical professionals, if you were to paraphrase it, it would be, I don't know anything. They don't know how it's really transmitted. They haven't done a lot of studies on it. They don't know how to fix it. They haven't done a lot of studies on it. They don't know about the transmission in great detail because they haven't done a lot of studies on it. It's a theme. They haven't done a lot of studies on it. They don't know.
Well, they didn't know they were supposed to be doing that. I'll give them all that.
Exactly. And we're not, that's not a blame.
No, not at all.
This is the perfect example to start, perfect time to start using energy.
Right.
And we've been saying this for years and years and years, that this there's a big part of our life that's missing.
Right.
And understanding how energy works and negative emotions and how, and specifically today, we're talking about how the coronavirus is really transmitted. So should we get right to it?
Well, we should. And we are not discounting that people are saying about the coughing and the fever and all of that. We're not discounting any of that. We are saying we have something, meaning the ecosystem approach, that will help people no matter what level you're at.
So if you're afraid, this will help.
Yes.
If you think you're not afraid and you're going to,
you're going to power through,
we're going to help you with the numbness to your own feelings. So
exactly.
Either way,
okay.
We're going to help you today.
Okay.
So here's the biggest misconception.
Okay.
We live in a world with multiple dimensions.
Hmm.
Well, what does that mean? Well, there's the physical dimension and what we call the non-physical dimension.
Right.
Science and medicine only acknowledges the physical dimension. Although, you know, if you've ever watched a doctor show, hospital show on
right.
TV,
right.
And they're giving them CPR, and they say, come on, you know, stay with me. Who are they talking to? The guy's unconscious. Well, they're talking to that person in the non-physical dimension.
Right.
You know, people think, oh, this is really weird. It's not. You know, we have emotions that exist in the non-physical dimension. We have our essence or soul that exists in non-physical dimension. This is not really way out there. This is, you know, but no one's been able to put it together in a way that makes sense. And that's what we do. That's what the ecosystem approach is all about. We put it together so it makes sense and can be helpful.
Every single day in every single situation.
Exactly. And we're pretty confident about that.
Yes, we are.
I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years. We see the results.
Okay.
But, so here's the important part. The reasons for the transmittal of the coronavirus are in the non-physical dimension.
Okay, Jason, you want to say that one again and help everyone understand what you're talking about?
The reasons for the transmission are in the non-physical dimension.
Okay.
That's why when you talk to medical professionals, well, I don't know how, and this idea of, and we're washing our hands. We just did a video about hand washing. I hope you see it. It's going to be posted on our website within the week. But we think that's important, and sanitation is very important.
Right.
And not being in close proximity, that's all really important.
It's all relevant right now.
But it's really primitive.
Yes.
If you go to the root of the transmission in the non-physical dimension, you have a lot more power than you do trying to just sanitize your way to keep yourself safe. So here it is, okay?
Okay.
So just so you understand more about the non-physical dimension, life and death happens in the non-physical dimension. The point of where life begins and where life ends starts in the non-physical dimension.
Okay.
When that person takes his last breath and dies, their physical composition, their chemistry doesn't change.
Right.
But they've noticed, even science has acknowledged that there's a difference, there's a slight difference. Emotions, luck, success, all are in the non-physical dimension.
Okay.
The roots of all disease, whether it's a coronavirus, cancer, heart disease, is in non-physical dimension.
Well, there's a few more in there as well.
Yes. Accidents.
Okay.
Accidents don't just happen.
Right.
It's not random. And the spread of the coronavirus, it all happens in the non-physical dimension.
First.
So if we can go there, and everybody can, we're going to do that today with you. It's not rocket science. It's not really difficult.
Right.
And if you were 5 or 6 years old, you would just do it with us, and it would make perfect sense to you.
Well, and I'm going to put in a little footnote. I have several children that actually do the ecosystem approach on a regular basis. They do it for when they're going to take a test and they're stressed. They do it when they're trying to get a date with a girl. They do it when they're trying to convince their parents that it's okay for
them
to drive the car.
They want to raise in their allowance. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And by the way, these children that I'm talking about, they just accepted it.
It always starts with their parents.
But yes, exactly.
So it's, you access the non-physical dimension with your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So when we call ourselves intuitives, mm-hmm. with which we have a high level of ability to use our intuition, that's why, because we can access the non-physical dimension much better than most people.
Right.
And there's a connection to every living thing that's in the physical. There's a connection to the non-physical dimension.
Well, Jason, I kind of have a story about that that doesn't exactly apply to the coronavirus, but it will give people an idea.
Well, the point of the story is that when you work in the non-physical dimension, and for all these health issues, it is amazing. It has amazing power.
Exactly.
And we're gonna specifically help you with the coronavirus today.
Right.
But here's a great story.
Okay. One of my clients is a child diabetic, and has to have her eyes. There are several things that diabetics have to deal with, but child diabetes is much more, and it's very intense. And
one of them is blindness.
And so she has to see an eye doctor a really high level eye doctor every year. And for 2 years in a row, her levels dropped. They were basically not bad, but it was really stressful.
They were getting worse.
And this client said to me, I can't handle this, and I don't want to lose my eyesight. And I said, well, let's start clearing the fear. So we started clearing the fear on a regular basis, and all of the other things, the anger and the hate of it all, we did it all. And last year, she went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at her eyes, and he backed up in the dark room, so to speak, and he said, I have never seen this before. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on? And the doctor said, I've never seen these numbers raise. I've never seen
better,
these
in other words.
Numbers get better. Exactly. And so what our point is about this, when you use the ecosystem approach and you use it on a regular basis, there is basically nothing you can't do
there
and make
real
better.
Power there.
There is real power.
So, yes. You know, and the problem with science, what they, because they don't acknowledge this part of life, they use the word randomness or coincidence.
Right.
Or all sorts of false accidents.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
There's no connection. It's just a coincidence. But we see that there is a connection.
Well, and okay, so, and that brings us to the next point here, Jason. You know, there's something in a human being's energy in the non-physical dimension that attracts the energy of the coronavirus.
Yes.
What's that about?
If we can clear that energy, if we can work with that energy, you will become less susceptible.
Yes.
You know, and the way they talk about sanitation, I mean, it's like these germs are just waiting for you. And it's kind of true.
Well, in a way.
And we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Shall we do the key points?
Yeah, absolutely. So wait a minute. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Here we go. There is an energy connected to humans that attracts the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
It is easier to clear the energy that attracts the coronavirus than the physical isolation, which is almost impossible.
Correct.
It's easier to work with the energy in the non-physical dimension to prevent the spread of the virus than the measures that they use now.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you work with energies in the non-physical dimension to keep you healthy. That's what the ecosystem approach is all about.
Okay. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Coronavirus. The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enable this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Howdy, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
The This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the specific energies and emotions that attract the coronavirus and how you can remove those energies by yourself. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, last week we discussed the energy of the coronavirus. Just give a slight review of that, if you don't mind.
The virus itself is attached to energy that's angry and mean. Mm-hmm. And the picture that I got, I don't know where this came from, but it was the Sesame Street and the Cookie Monster. Cookies, cookies, I want cookies. You know, and the I know this sounds stupid. She's looking at me funny. The energy of the coronavirus is like, yeah, I want to infect everybody. I want to go out and...
In other words, it doesn't care.
It doesn't care. It's kind of mean that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, and that really sounds scary, Jason.
Well, we're not really sitting ducks. Okay.
Okay.
The virus is attached to our, is attracted to our authentic emotions.
Ooh.
And with the ecosystem approach, we teach you to clear and process those negative emotions.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, okay.
But here's the biggest misconception.
Okay.
So, that we can control our emotions.
If anybody's been around me for more than 5 minutes, they can see that that misconception is not the truth at all.
You know, I saw this morning on CBS. I see it with advertising. I see it. It's almost part of our culture that we don't even take it. We just take it for granted. And it's so not true. So it's, and when we try and control our emotions, we use programming statements, and here's some of them, okay? I'm not going to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's programming. You're trying to force yourself not to be afraid. I'm not going to worry about the virus. You can't force yourself not to worry about the virus. There's nothing I can do about it, so I'm not going to worry. Well, first of all, if you know emotions like we do, they're not logical. Good luck with that. We've never seen emotions have been logical at all.
Right.
And if you get some sort of advice where someone is saying you should tell yourself, that's the beginning of a programming statement, which is you should force yourself to think of it this way.
Well, you mean I'm going to tell myself not to worry about all of this? Everything's going to be fine?
No. The way we do it with the ecosystem approach, and this is that's. You know, programming is unnatural and toxic and builds up. Okay,
and programming's been happening for so long that nobody seems to notice.
No one seems to notice. We just take it for granted.
Exactly.
We fake our emotions when mm-hmm. we program them. Mm-hmm. You know, we say, exactly. "I'm going to act like I'm powerful. I'm going to act like I'm strong. I'm going to act like I'm not worried."
Right.
We do it just a little bit different. Okay. Instead of saying, "Don't worry. Don't be afraid." We say, ask yourself how you do feel.
And then clear it.
Yes, clear those feelings. How do you feel right now?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid.
Right.
But maybe a half hour later, you're not afraid, just angry about, you know, being isolated.
Well,
clear that.
I had somebody, I talked to somebody for the last 2 days, and this person is terrified that she's contracted the virus, and she's terrified in the thought of having to tell her husband because she knows that this is something that he will just flip out about. And the bottom line is that number one, the fear, her fear is real. Don't misunderstand me, not at all. But when we clear it, she calms down. The anxiety, she's actually had two panic attacks about it. That does not help.
And when you try and force it down,
exactly.
When you try and act like it's not, you're not afraid, mm-hmm. The fear is still there.
Right.
As intuitives, we see this so many times, mm-hmm, over and over mm-hmm. and over and over again. People are trying to fake their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm going to act like I'm not afraid, not angry, not a victim, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But they still are.
Right.
So instead of saying, I'm going to make myself feel this way, ask yourself, how do you feel? and then clear those feelings.
Okay, well, wait a minute, Jason. The virus is attracted to anger and fear and victim energy, whether you believe in those emotions or not.
Whether you believe you have those emotions or not.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. We see that most people have anger. That's why the coronavirus is so scary.
Right.
Because there's so much anger and hate in the world, mm-hmm. and the coronavirus just goes zoom. I love that.
Well, you know? And look at how many, I mean, there are, and I can't even remember the numbers, of the people who have this around the world. And so understand that if you start today by clearing these emotions, which we're going to do in the next two segments, understand you're, for lack of a better way to say it, you got a leg up.
And you're helping the rest of the world.
Exactly.
You know, the reason, you know, they say that the reason that it attached people that are older is because their immune systems are more compromised. That is a half-truth.
Right.
I mean, there's truth to that, but there's another part of that, which is because we've been programming our emotions
for so long,
they build up.
Yes.
And as you get older, that's why older people can be crotchety, difficult, hard to deal with, stubborn.
Don't talk about me like that to everybody in the show, Jason.
And, you know, it's that's the buildup of negative emotions.
Yes, it is.
It's really scary. So I Googled it. I went on Psychology Today, and there was an article about advice for dealing with the coronavirus.
Okay.
And I'm going to go through these headings. And each one of these is programming.
Okay.
So the first one was reject the principle of scarcity. Okay. When he says reject, that's a force word, a programming word, mm-hmm. to say you're not be afraid of not having enough. Well, instead of that, clear that fear of not having enough.
Right.
It's that simple. It's the change is very, very simple, but it makes a huge difference in your energy. Here's another one. It says, embrace a time to build relationships. Well, embrace is a force word. Instead of embracing it, what we would say is clear the barriers so you can build relationships while you're quarantined or whatever.
Right.
Clear it.
Including the relationship with yourself.
Relationship with yourself. What's keeping you from having a good relationship with yourself? Clear it. Don't force it. Another one. Here's another one.
Well, here's one of my favorites, but go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, live for the present. You know what? With the clearing, one of the things that happens with the ecosystem approach, what happens is that you automatically stay in today and live for the present.
You don't have to force it.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, it sounds, when we put it this way, it sounds kind of obvious, but it isn't.
No.
Another one was set and reach goals that are usually impeded by lack of time. Well, first of all,
clear the anxiety. Oh,
we don't like having you set and force yourself into goals instead of clear the veils and illusions, the barriers. What, and then your goals, your natural inclinations or objectives will come forward,
right?
And then clear the barriers so that you can reach them. Don't force yourself to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is all programming, and it's really, really toxic.
One of the things we're promoting here in everything that that Jason and I do in the ecosystem approach is to remove the toxic energies that hurt us, either in each day or long term. And I'm talking about getting sick with viruses. I'm talking about cancer. I'm talking about lack of exercise. I'm talking about it all.
Instead of forcing yourself, clear the barriers so you can clear the emotions that are in your way that keep you from doing those things, and then just do them because then it's sustainable. Then it's natural.
Well, and you know what, Jason, with that said, you know, the ecosystem approach is the perfect partner to any health problem or treatment.
It really is. So if you're a nurse or a doctor, it doesn't matter. This isn't going to change anything that you do.
Right.
And what's really neat about this, there are no side effects. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly compatible with whether it's an alternative treatment or a traditional treatment. It can be done anywhere. So if you're stuck in a plane or a holding area where you're being quarantined with all these people that are coughing around you.
Mm-hmm. And breathing on you.
And breathing on you. You can clear. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in a isolation tent and getting oxygen, you can clear.
Exactly.
No one can prevent you from doing that. You don't have to have equipment. You don't have to have a certain posture. You don't have to have, you just have to be conscious enough to do it. And if you're in a challenging environment, you can take action and do it right away.
Well, you know, doing the clearing makes a difference in everything that you do. And by the way, I'm not talking about drastic difference of you're going to change your love of green to blue. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you can make a difference in your life right now.
Here's the last thing.
Okay.
If they come up with a treatment, I'll take it. If they come up with a vaccine, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'm not going to reject traditional medicine at all. I'm not doing that at all. I still wash my hands. We are isolating because my mom lives with us, who's turned 90.
Yeah.
We're doing all those things, but we're also doing the ecosystem approach, and it gives us a sense of confidence, and that is real.
Exactly.
You know. So
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your programmed emotions don't keep you from attracting the virus. So if you say, I'm not going to be afraid, that doesn't mean you're not going to be afraid.
Or it's not going to happen to me.
Yes. Your authentic emotions attract the virus, not the emotions you fake. That's so important. Instead of programming or forcing your emotions, clear them as they come up.
Okay.
Simple. And the ecosystem approach is the perfect tool to take with you daily to reduce your susceptibility to the virus.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start clearing your susceptibility to the coronavirus. And if you already have the virus, now that's a big one. If you already have it, this is going to help. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Show with Jason and Patricia. We're going to start to clear your susceptibility your susceptibility to the coronavirus. And if you already have the virus or think that you do, we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, let's tell everyone how we do the energy work, and then we'll take it from there. How's that?
So when we say we're doing the energy work, what we're doing is we're teaching you how to go into the non-physical dimension, which we just talked about, and clear those emotions where our emotions exist. And they exist, they're a thing, and they build up. And unless you clear them or process them, they don't go away. They just keep building up and building up.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in any particular posture. You don't have to sit. You don't have to be reverent. You don't have to be, you can slouch. You can stand up, sit down. You can lay down. You can stand on your head. It doesn't matter. And just use your mind's eye, your imagination. So when we say, and to eliminate, whatever we say to eliminate, gather that all up in your body, whether it's veils and illusions, a specific emotions, a couple of emotions, gather that all up in your body, blow it into a trash can. We call it a trash can. We'll take care of the trash can. We'll empty it. Don't worry about it. But blow all those negative emotions in there, and then we'll go on to the next one. Now, here's a big thing. If you don't think you have any anger, it's not going to hurt you to clear it. Mm-hmm. And we see that because people are so programmed, they have no idea what their actual authentic feelings are.
Exactly.
And even people that have cleared with us for many, many, many years can really get blocked because they revert to programming, which we all do.
All of us.
Because it's out there, mm-hmm. and it's hard not to do that. So mm-hmm. clear these things that we say and know that it won't hurt you even if you don't think you have it.
Okay. And then at the end of that, we're going to activate life force so that we can reverse the process, basically, meaning that we call upon life force energy to come in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our body to the tips of our toes, stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and blow out any negative energy that's left over. And by the way, we could do this forever and still have negative energy because we have been so programmed for eons, for centuries, for lifetimes.
We don't realize how much negative energy is built
don't.
Up. But that's what's created the perfect environment for a coronaviruses or pandemics mm-hmm. to exist.
Exactly. Exactly. So you know what, Jason, let's get started. What do you say?
So this is for you, whether you have it or you're afraid you're going to have it or you don't want to get it in the future. Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate anger, hate, rage, resentment, and frustration. Oh, that's a lot. Gather that all that up, anger, hate, rage, frustration, and resentment. Blow it into that trash can. Blowing harder doesn't remove more.
Yeah, very good.
But doing these clearings over and over again, we're gonna post this show on our website, and you can listen to it over and over and do these clearings over and over.
Exactly.
And it's a cumulative process.
So, and to eliminate, we're shortening it just a little bit. Remember, your intentions really matter here. So, and to eliminate all of the anxiety that I'm stuck in, that I'm physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stuck in, that's keeping me feeling trapped and powerless. I release and let go the anxiety, trapped, and powerlessness. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the fear, the panic, the paranoia, and any made-up stories that are in my head right now, gather that all up, blow it into the trash can.
Here's a big one. And to eliminate for 98% of us out there. By the way, I'm really big with this one myself. And to eliminate my pattern and my programming to go to the worst for everything or for anything or right now for just the coronavirus. I release and let go, being a victim to the pattern of going to the worst. Take a breath from the tips of your toes. Now blow it out.
And to eliminate being a victim to anger or fear. Mm. That simple. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the worry and panic and fears, anxieties, and trying to control what I cannot. I release and let go all of these negative energies and all the patterns I've been using all of my life until now. They don't serve me. None of this serves me. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. Blow it out.
And to eliminate being a victim, to be thrown into a crowded space all of a sudden, or being isolated all of a sudden, all the anxiety that I have around that, and I fear that I'm gonna get it. Take a breath. If all of a sudden, you know, I've heard stories about this where they're trying to isolate people so they don't come in from a foreign country off a cruise ship or an airplane or an airport. They put them all together like a cattle in a big group. And so if you're stuck in one of those places, you could just clear. Just sit there. And
exactly.
Whether you're standing or sitting, you know, clearing your fear, clearing you're going to get this, clearing the guy next to you that the fear that he has it.
Exactly. And that you're going to get it from him. So, but here, you know, here's another place that fear really happens. And to eliminate the fear I have about going to the grocery store, being in the grocery store, touching things in the grocery store, I release and let go all this fear, anxiety, and overwhelm that I'm stuck in about this. It doesn't serve me. Breathe.
Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
And to eliminate feeling like a victim. Mm-hmm. So if I breathe in the virus, it will attach to me. And to eliminate my fear and terror that I'm constantly breathing in that virus, when the truth is, it doesn't have to attach to me if I do breathe it in.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Jason, explain that one. That's really, really big for the audience to understand.
And to eliminate any victim energy that says, if I breathe it in, that I'll automatically be infected.
Right.
Take a breath. So that victim energy, clear that victim energy.
Tips of your toes.
Yep.
Come on up. There you go.
And to eliminate the barrier so that I can have the strength to and trust and to believe that I can breathe it in and then breathe it out all at the same time.
And it's not going to affect me.
Yes. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And here's a really good one. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from clearing my immune system, so that if I do come in contact with a virus or anything else that's negative, I can clear it and I won't have to be affected or a victim to it. Take a breath.
And if you think you have it, here we go. And to eliminate all the anger and rage in that virus that's feeding on my anger and rage right now.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the connections that my anger and rage has with the coronavirus and other things that is keeping me stuck believing that there's nothing I can do about it. When the truth is, starting today is a great thing to do so you don't have to be a victim to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my hopelessness and disappointment that says, if I'm infected, I'm doomed. There's nothing I can do about it. When the truth is, I can just take that virus and throw it away, breathe it out.
Exactly.
And get better.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Well, and you know, Jason, I know we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but on our website, theecosystemapproach.org, is that correct, Jason?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have a new thing about where we have a picture of, we call it the garbage can when we're on the radio, but this garbage can, we call it the processor. And we're going to talk about it more, but you can download a picture of it and use it to dump all of your garbage in. Really, it's really amazing. So
and to eliminate the energy of the virus, if I think I have it,
mm-hmm.
and to eliminate the energy of the virus so that it can feed off of me, when the truth is I'm gonna keep it so it can't feed off me anymore. Can't feed off my anger, my hate of myself, or the fear and terror that I have.
Right.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that says I have to be constantly on guard, stuck in overwhelm, and exhausted from having to do all of the things of being on guard, washing my hands, making sure that everything is clean. Take a breath, everyone. You don't need to be stuck in those false beliefs. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear that I'm not going to have enough money, that I can't work, I'm not going to have enough money, and I'm going to go broke, even if I don't have the coronavirus.
Okay.
Take a breath.
So, and to eliminate my fear, terror, and panic of losing money, and the fear that that I won't recover from that, and none of us are going to recover from that. But the truth is, I can. I need to remove the negative energies that are standing in my way right now. Take a breath. Put it in the garbage can.
And to eliminate my fear and terror that the coronavirus is in me already, mm-hmm. and it has power to make me sick, when the truth is, I've got more power. Take a breath. Gather up those veils and illusions so I can see that I have the power. Take a breath.
And one last one for this segment. The barriers, and to eliminate the barriers to my immune system so I can kill any coronavirus in me, let it die right now. Take a breath. Blow it out. In that garbage can. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some more clearings to get you started, clearing for the world in general, so we all can make a difference. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. And I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearings to get you started clearing for the world in general, so we all can make a difference, a positive difference. So Jason, you ready to get started on this one?
Here we go. And we're going to clear, and the visualization is a little bit different. What I like to do is put a hand all the way, imagine a globe, put my hand all the way around the world, and at the end, put it into a big, big dumpster.
Okay.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the cloud of fear circling the world right now, where it attaches to everyone. Mm-hmm. Take a big hand.
All the way around the world.
And put it into that big dumpster. And by the way, if you're listening to this a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later from our actual time, it doesn't matter. This stuff is cumulative. So if we have one person here and one person there and 10 people over there, different times, different places.
It doesn't matter.
In energy, it doesn't matter.
Right. And the other thing is that, remember I said it before, but your intentions matter here. You want to make a difference? This is the best way to start to make that difference. Before you take action, this is the best thing that you can do. So, and to eliminate, imagine the world, imagine the globe, and to eliminate the cloud of anger and the need to blame.
And hurt.
All of this energy doesn't serve anybody. Take a nice breath. Have your hand go all the way around the world. Great big dumpster at the end of it, and toss that stuff in.
And to eliminate for all the healthcare workers in the world, their fears, their sacrifices, the pain and hurt that they carry with them while they're trying to help others. Just put your big hand and let's clear that right now.
Take a breath. You know, as soon as Jason said that, I got this hit of sadness for anyone who is connected to a healthcare worker. And by the way, I don't know any of us that isn't a healthcare worker, a school teacher,
first responders.
First responders. Oh my gosh. Fire departments. All of it. I just want you to understand this sadness. It's yes, we can feel it, but the bottom line is don't let it get in your way. Take a breath, remove that sadness all the way around the world and put it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate the hurt and pain of the family of those healthcare workers, first responders,
friends
who are on the front line of this virus.
Yes, take a breath. Get rid of it. Put it in the dumpster. And to eliminate all the worry and fear for everyone in the world that says, well, there's not going to be enough. Not enough food, not enough toilet paper, not enough paper towels. All of these things. Bottom line is I release and let go all of that fear and the neediness to hoard. It does not serve. Because the truth is, when you use the ecosystem approach, your needs get met. Take a breath. All the way around the world into the dumpster. You don't need it. Jason's dying to say something here.
And to eliminate the toilet paper anxiety that the whole world feels, the paper towel anxiety, the bottled water anxiety.
Uh-huh. And even the food anxiety.
Yes, that there's not going to be enough.
Because the truth is, there is. Take a breath. By the way, it might not be exactly what you want, but the bottom line is and to eliminate. For everyone around the world, the blocks to being versatile,
flexible,
and enjoying
the process
of being able to figure it out. Exactly. Take a breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate everyone's neediness to panic and be disappointed and hurt and feel worthless. I release and let go all of this unworthiness that everybody is stuck in. Well, there's nothing I can do. I release and let go that unworthiness all the way around the world, everybody. And blow it out. Remember, your intentions to help the person next to you or someone around on the other side of the globe. Now that is kindness and caring and compassion. And by the way, every single one of us has it. We don't always use it, but we do have it. Take a breath. That are keeping the blocks to your compassion. Put it in the trash can.
and to eliminate all the victim energy that says we're all a victim to this virus, when the truth is, no, we're not.
No.
We just have to clear those negative energies that power it, that get it going.
And take a breath, everyone.
Now, I'll take all that victim energy in the world, put it in that dumpster.
And I recommend that before you go to bed tonight, you clear the fear. You clear the fear of the virus itself, and you clear the fear for this person or that person or the rest of the world. Oh, well, I should say, and the rest of the world. Clear the fear, because that virus attaches itself to the fear first in everyone. That's the one thing that Jason and I saw that was an absolute. So let's activate some life force for everyone, Jason. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force, not only for me, but the person that's next to me, or all the people in the house where I am, or in the office where I am, and all the people all the way around the globe, so we can gain great health and happiness and knowing and camaraderie and understanding and clarity, objectivity, creativity, happiness, and hope, peace, love of ourselves and everyone else. Take a nice breath. Just sprinkle that all the way around the world and blow any negative energies out. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, we're going to talk about, this is going to be part 3 of our coronavirus series, out of 4. Okay. We may even go have some more shows on it, depending on how it's going.
Yes.
But in this show, we're going to talk about superstition versus energy work, mm-hmm. and the difference. What is superstition, and what is airy-fairy, and what really works? Mm-hmm. And this is what we've been working with the last 20 years. Here's the other thing. We're going to talk about the root cause of the coronavirus, which is unprocessed negative feelings and emotions.
Okay. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
We've made it really easy for you. If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, it's all one word, and you can sign up for our newsletter. Please do that. Every week we have clearings in that newsletter that you can read to yourself. It's great. You can also sign up for our free subscription on our website, and we're going to be putting in these shows are going to be placed there. We're going to edit that and put it there. We're going to also have the clearings on that. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it in the processor, which is the trash can. And we're going to talk
about
that.
That's what I was talking about earlier, right?
We're going to talk about that next week. And you can download it and make one for yourself, mm-hmm. and use it every day. Mm-hmm. And if you're really afraid of the coronavirus, or you're not, mm-hmm. but you just want to be safe, listen to these shows every week. Do the clearings at the end. Feel better, and again, keep doing them. Listen to them over and over and over again, because it's cumulative.
Okay. Well, and by the way, that's Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our new website, one word, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up on the free section.
It's easy. All we ask for is just a little bit of information. And then visit our Facebook page, mm-hmm. The Ecosystem Approach on Facebook, ecosystemapproach.org on Facebook, and you can preview the next show. Like us, if you want to list a question, you can do that. And
by the way, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Yes. So I want everyone to please sign up on the Facebook page, or definitely. Visit the
like us.
Thank you. Like us on the Facebook page, because Jason gets really upset, and we don't like Jason when he's upset. He's not very nice.
Well, and we're really trying to help make a difference. We know that working with energy will make a difference. So if you're doing it, if you're doing it with 10 other friends, it's going to be even better. If you're doing it with 20 other friends,
that's even better.
It's all free. We're making it easy for you.
And by the way, you can do something like FaceTime or. What's the other one?
FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime and do clearings with your friends every day.
Yes, you could do that.
Yes, definitely. So, We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.